conquer and we're going to take some. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
That's what we're going to do, sweetheart. We are going to go and get some. Hey. All right, people, on the ready line. Yeah. Iron Lee!
Yeah!
Iron Lee!
Yeah! Yeah.
Where are you?
The September issue of EP Magazine focuses on the elderly. Read the current issue and past archived issues for free at www.epmagazine.com.
Monotony. It comes in all shapes and sizes. Dull, tedious, just plain boring. But what is this? A contender, perhaps? Something unboring by the looks of it. Jabs right at dull, an uppercut to tedium, something that keeps you on your toes, keeps your head on a swivel, a knockout punch to your old boring workouts. Welcome to Fight Camp.
Oscar Mike Radio is a proud podcast partner of Reitz Across America Radio, heard every Thursday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Eastern. They're also big supporters of the nonprofit I Got Your Six, Two Lives at Once. And with every wreath you sponsor through Oscar Mike Radio, $5 goes back to this great organization dedicated to making a difference in the lives of veterans, law enforcement, firefighters, and first responders battling PTSD. Two Lives at Once pairs these brave men and women together with dogs rescued from kill shelters. In this way, two lives are saved at the same time by saving each other. Donate now. Go to reitzacrossamerica.org/OscarMikeRadio to help. That's reitzacrossamerica.org/OscarMikeRadio.
Marines are made for this. Made for the calling only warriors can answer. Made from an unshakable belief in our nation and a strength that comes from the determination to win together. But you'll have to earn your place among us, because you don't join the Marines. You become one.
Hello and welcome again to Oscar Mike Radio. My name is Travis, Marine Corps veteran and your host. Oscar Mike Radio is produced by Sinister One Productions. What's your podcast doing? I want to thank my sponsors and supporters. Thank you very much as we count down to number 500. Again, my name is Travis. We're on assignment. We're on mission, like not behind in the studio, but actually out into a place where it has a big impact on my life. I could do a whole series just on what this place is meant to me, and this place is the New England Center and Home for Veterans, and it used to be called the New England Shelter for Veterans, and things have changed over time in a good way, very, very good way, and I just want to say how pleased I am to be with my next guest. He's a Navy veteran himself. We could go back and do an entire series just on his career, but we're going to talk about the center today. I'm with CEO Andrew McCauley, Andy, as we call him. Welcome to Oscar Mike Radio.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
This is just a day, again, the center has had such a profound effect on my life, starting 20 plus till now. And to talk with you, you know, puts a nice comma, if you will, on the story. One thing I want to start with is I'm in this group, and we're talking about veterans homelessness, and one of my peers is like, you know, are there really any veterans that are homeless anymore? We got all these initiatives and all these programs. You know, in my region, it's pretty much a zero-sum game. There's no veterans homelessness anymore. And I'm like, well, I think you're slightly mistaken, and I think there's a lot more to that than you realize. And so I kind of want to start there. You know, what is the picture of veterans homelessness at this point in time, Andy?
So, Travis, I'd love to and happy to talk to you about homelessness among veterans and the risks and the rates and the great progress that has occurred and the work that I think that needs to be done. But I do want to at first, you know, mention the fact that you said that the New England Center has had a significant impact on your life and on you, but I could turn that around, and you've had a significant and very positive impact on the center.
I'm the host, not the guest.
I know, but I think it's important to acknowledge that. As a member of the board of directors, as an advocate, as a ambassador in the community, you brought a wealth of resources and I think attention to the issue of homelessness among veterans and the challenges that some veterans, not all veterans, but some veterans may face in their lives after military service. And I think that really is pretty part and parcel of what we think about when we think about veteran homelessness.
Yeah.
It is correct that over the last 14 years, almost 15 years that I've been here, this country has made great strides in reducing and combating veteran homelessness. And that's been done through both public and private efforts. It's a concerted effort at the federal level with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. It was kicked off in 2010. And the Congress, this country, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and other states around the nation have really dedicated significant resources to addressing the issue of homelessness among veterans. Because back 15 years ago, veterans were overrepresented in the population of citizens of the United States who are experiencing homelessness. And we have made great strides so that the number of veterans on any given day or during the course of a year who unfortunately experience homelessness has decreased significantly.
Okay.
So now that veterans are not overrepresented in the population experience homelessness, but that doesn't mean that no veteran experiences homelessness. So that is still an issue. Homelessness is really generally a symptom of challenges that people face, and veterans are people, and so the human condition applies there. So because we've made great strides, I think we can be proud of that, and we can recognize that as a nation, as a society. But I do think that we also look at the things that we've done to help reduce the rates of homelessness, and we don't want to say, well, we don't have to do that anymore. It validates what we should continue to do going forward, try to make homelessness among veterans, if it occurs, to be brief, rare, and only happen once.
So how then does the New England Center and Home for Veterans lead in that space? Because what I'm hearing, what I've experienced is you all do not sit on your laurels. You all do not get to a plateau and say, you know what, we're all good, we're set, we're steady state. There's almost a relentless drive to improve what you all do and continue to serve, but also understanding that things change. So how does the center lead in that space, Andy?
So, and I think you mentioned it in your opening remarks, and as you had indicated, the center used to be called a shelter.
Right.
And we don't use the S word anymore. Not that it's a bad word, but when it was founded by visionary Vietnam veterans now decades ago, they looked around and saw so many of their Vietnam veteran era compatriots experiencing homelessness. And so they said, well, what does someone who's experiencing homelessness need? They need a place to shelter.
Right.
So they founded this as a. But as we went through the history of the organization, and certainly in the last 15 years that I've been here, realized that it's just providing a place for someone to get out to shelter, to get out of the elements and be warm and at least have a hot meal. It's about providing them a path to independent living. It's really about not necessarily about just providing homelessness services, but providing needed and effective human services to enable people to live with independence in their own homes, but with dignity and support. And that's where I think we've really focused at this point. And we've moved from being, over the course of a few decades, from being an organization that provides shelter, which is in and of itself a very important, if someone doesn't have that, they need to have it. But we've sort of gone up the scale of the needs hierarchy to really provide services that can allow people to live, veterans, to live with independence and dignity.
So you're speaking of Maslow's hierarchy, right? And so, as I understand it, you all provide that shelter base, that foundation, and then allow the hobby fulfilled by their services.
So if someone is lost their housing,
Okay.
So that, that they don't have a place to sleep tonight, tomorrow night, next year, they can come here and have a home. And that home is their home, and it'll be hopefully only for a short period of time, because the programs here are designed and provided to help veterans who have lost their housing to get enough support so that they can, we can help them get housing. So they are no longer experiences. But even beyond that, more so now, we're out in the community connecting with veterans who might be experiencing challenges so that their housing becomes at risk. And so we provide them services so they never lose their housing and they never actually have to come here. That's a more effective model. That's the prevention model.
So one of the things that's coming up for you all is the annual gala. And I've been to several of them. It's always a good time. But as you know, there's several galas in the Boston area during this time of year. Why should someone looking at the gala want to come? What are they going to expect when they come to the gala and see what's going to be presented that night?
So a couple of things. First of all, as I had said, over the last 15 years and continuing at this time, through our governments, provides a lot of services and a lot of resources to veterans. But that's not necessarily enough. We're a private organization. We're a not-for-profit corporation here in Massachusetts that provides services to veterans from actually all around the country. And it's a private organization with a very public mission, which is to deliver on our pledge to support veterans. To do that so effectively because of the philanthropic support that we get, the donations from our private partners, supporters, and folks who are willing to indeed helping us deliver on that promise to help veterans. So our Leave No One Behind Gala, one, as you said, of a number that are held here in the Boston area, I think is one of the largest veteran-specific fundraising galas. And it is used for us to do two things. One, it allows us to tell our private supporters about what we've done during the year. So it's an informational forum for them. And also, it allows us to raise money to help support the mission of the center every single day. So it's really a wonderful event. So what we think, we know there's a lot of organizations out there that hold galas that are fundraising for very, very worthwhile causes, but we think ours is very special. Is it any more worthwhile than others? To us, it is. So that's the first point I would make as far as why someone would enjoy and benefit attending the Leave No One Behind Gala here this November 4th. The other one is we think we have a really interesting and inspiring program. We have great keynote speakers. I think it's a very inspirational evening, and I think it's an evening of camaraderie, an evening of some entertainment, and an evening of inspiration.
So can you tell me anything about the keynote speaker this year? Because I've been hearing through the Lance Corporal Underground, if you will, sir, that this one's special.
Well, I think every year we have a special, but this year we're really especially proud that we have a speaker that I think has inspired the nation over the last 18 months, someone that I think will be very recognizable, someone who's from here, the Boston area. She's a NASA astronaut, a multiple-time space explorer, and she really has captivated the nation over the last year in her unscheduled but incredibly well-executed extended stay at the U.S. or the International Space Station when she went up there and ended up spending over a half a year when she had only been scheduled to be there for a few days. So Captain Sunita Williams, United States Navy, who's originally from Needham, Massachusetts, is agreed to be our speaker, and she'll be joining us on the 4th of November.
The galas are all fantastic, and it's just a great time. I think for me, sir, one of the things I really appreciate is when I bring somebody to the gala who's never knows anything about this space and has never been exposed to this side of the veterans advocacy story, and they see what you all do, and you can see this is good. Does that ever get old to you when you have somebody come up to you and say, you know what, I learned a lot tonight. I'm connected to what you all do. Does that ever get old?
Well, it certainly doesn't get old to me, and I think it's a great way to build. You know, my response to that is thanking them for attending and extending an invitation for them to come see to the center here and see it in person themselves. So, you know, the New England Center and Home for Veterans serves veterans, and we're able to do it because of the support through Leave No One Behind and other events like that. And we don't serve most veterans. Most veterans in this country, you know, make incredible contributions, all out of proportion to the scale of their numbers, to our society and government and business and community leadership. The veterans we serve are a very small subset of veterans, but folks who are facing really, really tough and complex challenges. And that's who we're serving.
So winding this down, sir, you have the gala coming up. You have this amazing speaker. You've dealt with change over the last decade, 20 years, since the center's inception. What's next for you all in the 2026 and beyond, do you think?
Well, I think that we're in the human services business for veterans. And homelessness, we'd like to, again, continue to reduce.
Yeah.
But I think the best way to do that is continue to serve veterans who might be experiencing challenges. So less in the homelessness business, more in the human service business. The prevention, the stabilization, the just helping people live with dignity and independence.
Well, sir, I definitely know that you are Oscar Mike. Andy, you've got a lot going on. I want to thank you for giving me this time. I will have all the links to the gala information and the center in the Oscar Mike Radio show post and maybe a couple little bonuses for you. But I just want to say thank you. Bravo Zulu, sir. And I can't wait for the gala and what's next.
Thanks, Travis. And again, welcome anybody and open invitation to folks to join us on the 4th of November.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for Oscar Mike Radio for this one. Again, you can check it all out on the Oscar Mike Radio show post. I want to thank you for watching and also thank you for supporting this amazing organization and the people they serve. We're Mission in Flight.
The biggest fear Gold Star families have that their child will be forgotten.
We need to never forget freedom wasn't free.
It's the fact that they give us the life we have now. We should remember them and like give thanks to them.
If I can be a part of something today that's going to make the surviving family of any of these veterans, these heroes, feel better tomorrow, then it's worth it.
That one wreath symbolizes one family that was able to smile because of the generous donations.
To sponsor a wreath and honor a veteran, visit wreathsacrossamerica.org.
Thank you for listening and watching Oscar Mike Radio, where our active duty service members and veterans are in action and the mission is in flight. Oscar Mike Radio is an Oversized Load Co-Sinister One production. If you are a veteran or know a veteran who needs help, please dial 988 and press 1 for the Veterans Crisis Line.